As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hello and welcome to a winning streak-ish edition of the Warriors All 82 podcast. Steve Kerr tried to say tonight they'd won three in a row. He'd forgot the Pelicans game.
They don't count. That's why. He knows what's up. If the real players don't play, I don't want to say real players. The other ones.
You just did.
If the stars don't play, it don't count. Three in a row. Book it. And by the way, we did this for the people. You know, for all you haters who all talk about we only pot after win after losses. Here we are on a holiday weekend giving you a pot.
When the game was not that spectacular from a storyline standpoint, but they're playing well. I mean, to me, that's just like they're stabilizing. They're 10-10 in a conference that I don't know. You seem skeptical.
Yeah, can I be a little?
Yes, please. This might make the podcast much better. Go ahead.
They're stabilizing because the schedule gave them a lot of home games. They've been good at home all year.
They've played 10 home games and 10 road games. They're 9-1 and 1-9.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, are they stabilizing or are they just really good at home? To me, we will know if they're stabilizing because I'm still not counting beating Houston on the road as like part of this, you know, we've arrived plan.
Can I make an argument?
Sure.
So one major storyline, Klay Thompson is like pretty obviously like back to himself physically. Like, you know, I'm not talking prime Klay Thompson, but at least what we saw later in last regular season, the legs are there. He's not having these just like, you know, destructive, like 3 of 15 nights. I mean, to me, he was one of the keys of the game. He hit four threes in the last 3 minutes of the third quarter when Utah was threatening and blew it open. So he's having kind of those little detonation points of games, but also within games, he's not, you know, thirsty chasing anymore. They seem to have solved that problem. And as you were there in Phoenix, that was a major problem that needed to be solved, and it seems like it has.
But it wasn't the main problem.
Okay. So that's one. Yeah. Two, they've found at least a decent second unit. Draymond Green leading that second unit. And Draymond Green just from an overall leadership standpoint is back in a lot of ways. I mean he's the one that speaks the loudest in the Klay Thompson, you know, intervention, we can call it, basically on the shot selection that seems to have solved that.
One Klay credited. Right?
Yeah, for sure. And then now he's like, I think, properly running a second unit that's helping Jordan Poole. I thought Jordan Poole had a solid second half, at least tonight, 19 points. And now the rotation seems to fit together. You don't, at least as a viewer, as somebody who's like, you know, studying these games, in the first 15 games, there would be points where they sub anybody out, particularly when Steph subs out, you're like, uh-oh, you know, They're trying to hold the door as it's shaking. Now, like, there's not a point in the game where you're like, just, uh-oh, they're about to get railroaded.
Yeah, but it still ain't solved the main problem. Because what Houston showed was that even a hot Klay doesn't guarantee a win. And what we saw tonight was they need a Klay to hit four threes in a quarter to win the game. Their big issue is still defense. Their defense is not solved, and the Warriors aren't seriously back until they're actually getting stops and holding people in check. And they still go stretches throughout a game where they're not following any sort of game plan and they're easy to score on. They gave up like five corner threes when
Lauri Markkanen was just parked in the corner,
Kelly,
just hit
Kelly Olynyk in the other one. And yeah. like Utah's the best corner shooting three in the team. That's got to be in the scouting report. They know this. So they still do that stuff. They still give up crazy runs. And this ain't the second unit necessarily. This ain't the youngsters.
No, it was sometimes it was like Draymond getting out late.
Draymond, it was Wiggins and Clay still having a hard time at point of attack defensively. And obviously Jordan Poole does regularly. Like they still have some defensive issues they gotta solve. So if they go, and that's what travels on the road, defense, right? So to me, Minnesota is a more serious challenge. Dallas is a more serious challenge. I want to see if they can defend before I start. I mean, they're obviously playing better. Like, you can't deny that. They're playing better. They're definitely playing better than they were on that road trip where they couldn't win a game. But I'm not saying they still got a long way to go defensively.
No, you're correct, mostly. But I've also figured out why you are so skeptical heading into this podcast, because there's nothing Marcus Thompson hates more as – you know, I can see him as a youth basketball coach then giving up an open corner three. I mean, you're flipping tables when you see any team give up an open corner three.
It's I don't get it, dude. Like, it's easier than a layup. It's easier than a contested
layup.
That's
false.
It's easier than a contested layup.
Who's contesting?
It doesn't matter.
Is like James Wiseman
contesting? Draymond, Looney. Oh, that James Wiseman is in here? Can the man just recuperate and just get his game together?
His stat lines have been decent. I saw you had 12 and 8 tonight.
Can he get his game together in Santa Cruz without catching strays on the pot?
That wasn't a stray. No. I was just wondering who was contesting.
I'm talking about like Jermichael Green, Kevon Looney, Draymond Green. If you close out on a three and they got a drive, which is the harder basket? The layup in the paint with the Warriors defense there, or a wide open corner three? In the NBA, man, that's an easier bucket than a contested layup.
Well, I tell you what, I think efficiency numbers would agree with you that like that is not the shot that you want to just be handed.
It definitely hurts you more than if they make that too. Like Beasley and Jordan Clarkson, they did well. They were creating off the dribble. They were getting in the paint. They were finishing at the rim. That's not what was killing the Warriors. What was hurting them was those open corner threes. I don't know. They're not going to do it. Clearly, they're not going to stop doing it. But to me, make teams to you to death. That's the only really hope they have. So, yeah, you're right. I was it's like Steve is about traveling. That's how I am about corner three. I would put a man if I was Mike Brown, the defensive coordinator. I'm like, if you get a bucket on you in the corner, like there's a punishment, there's a fine.
Well, it would be the quick timeout. I mean, that's what Mike Brown's doing in Sacramento. Every quarter that begins with some breakdown he doesn't like, it's just ding, immediate timeout. If you were the coach, that would be the corner three. Every corner three is a ding. Although the thing is, I feel like your teams would be getting eaten alive inside, but my God, they would not leave the corner.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's harder to win with twos in modern NBA. Take away the three. If you take away I'm not saying give them all threes. Just don't let people get wide open corner threes. The Warriors are the only team that don't make them. Everybody else makes them at a super high rate, especially in the playoffs.
Steph Curry, 33 points, 13 of 23, shooting 6 of 13 from 3, plus 19. I believe he's now second in the league in just individual plus minus. He's on a 10-10 team, and he's like plus 140, I think, for the season. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's on another level. His command of the game is like it's that Jordan elite level, right? Where you see a guy saying, hey, I'm going to do this with the game, what I want. And the crazy part is he's still not getting to the line. I think he had one free throw today? That's one free throw in two games.
One of one. They had 6 as a team. I didn't even see that. 5 of 6 from the line as a team.
2 free throws, 3 in each half. But Steph, I think he got a 3-point play or something like that once. So he's doing this without getting to the line lately. He just controls a game whenever things get tough. And like he talked about the weight he's put on and how that makes, you know, gives him that.
We got a number. We got a number, by the way, from Steve Curry. He says 15 pounds he has heard from Steph. Steph did confirm that. So 15 pounds since 2016. And it is not fat.
No, it's not. It's muscle. And it's from its physicality, its confidence, right? It's the ability to impose his will. Like, you can see it. Like, he just takes over. He just is in control out there. He does what he wants to do. And sometimes that's a turnover, but tonight it was a few turnovers. But typically it's been getting into the lane, kicking, and he only had, what, 4 assists tonight? But, like, lately he's been driving the kick. And the way
– he had 21 assists, 1 turnover the last 2 games combined.
The way Utah was playing, they were playing that, like, kind of old school. You know, we see this a lot from teams. Deny, deny, deny. Press up on them, deny. You know what they're doing? They're saying, hey, give them 2s. Deny, deny, deny. Overplay the passing lanes. Overplay, overplay.
Do not leave the corner. Yes.
Overplay, 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 overplay. And, like, Jordan Poole has a problem with that physicality, that press up on you. And really, so does, like, Clay a little bit. Like, they need a little space to do their thing. Hey, Warriors got 2 options. Steph, handling the ball. Or getting the ball to Wiggins in the post.
No, how many Wiggins, like, short hooks did they have tonight? They made a few of them, but it's just – that's when you know a team is playing physical, when suddenly you just see Andrew Wiggins against, like, Malik Beasley, yeah, like dribble, right. Dribble, short hook.
This is their answer. Like, oh, this is how you want to play? All right, Wiggs, it's your turn. Oh, you want to do that? You want to play hard? All right, we're going to Wiggins in the post. That's funny. That is. Who else could they turn to in that situation, though, when they're overplaying? Like, they don't have the guys who are just secure with the ball. They need Jordan to get that way, to get where he wants without over-dribbling and not being so bothered by pressure.
Yeah, I mean, rotationally, they're mostly Dante now.
Probably, right?
Well, yeah, DiVincenzo a little bit. But, you know, again, like, even to his Milwaukee and Sacramento days, he's, like, he's not high efficiency out of the pick and roll. He'll run it a little bit. He does that. Like, then you have other guys in the rotation. Like, Anthony Lamb is out there to just, like, be, like, you know, Kevon Looney 2.0, essentially. You but know, Kuminga, like, could, but now Kuminga's basically been told, like, just, you know, don't use possessions at all. You see him tonight? 0 points. Zero shots tonight. 0 shots in 13 minutes, plus 2, and he's being praised
post-game. He might get the game ball.
He probably did post-game.
Steve is in there, yeah, Jonathan, this is how you do it. Completely suppress your talent and fall in line.
Seriously,
they're making. I understand Draymond's analogy, right? And Steve's analogy. Steph, year 4, got it. Draymond, year 3. The part they're leaving out is they were playing. They were playing. So if in year 4 they're not playing, like, the light switch doesn't just go off. It's not some kind of, like, automated thing that happens. It's not an oven, right? Like, it happened in 3 years because they were playing for 3 years, and it happened in 4 because they were playing. Well, Steph was really 3 because he missed most of a year with the ankle injuries. But if they're not playing, you can't just presume they'll get it in year 4, and that's the risky part for their careers. Is he needs to play, but he did get Lamb's minutes tonight.
The second half minutes, he took Lamb's shift.
All you gotta do is not shoot. Hustle, play, defense, like you said,
suppress all your talents. Everything that you and Jama are working with, don't do it. It's basically,
yet. Eventually you'll be able to do it. Don't do it yet.
Would you like to go to Santa Cruz? You can do it in Santa Cruz.
No, you ain't doing it in Santa Cruz.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I've been trying to eat in more often lately, so I signed up for Home Chef. I've had a few packages come in, and being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over all the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, even for someone like me who isn't making it onto Top Chef anytime soon. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs. so you don't have to worry about what you're making ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, but it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life at homechef.com/plus. That's homechef.com/plus for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/plus. Must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of an interesting juxtaposition where we're in the locker room post game, and you know, every player has TVs on the locker, and we were, Kuminga was not in the locker, but his TV had NBA TV highlights on, and it's Jalen Green, you know, taking 20 shots against the Atlanta, scoring 30 points. And again, his Jonathan Kuminga
on the G League Ignite.
Exactly. The guy that got drafted ahead of him, that, you know, look, I mean, he probably believes, hey, look, like, give me that opportunity and I'll be putting up the same thing. Again, Kuminga was not sitting there watching the highlights, but it was interesting to be sitting there watching Jalen Green do that in Jonathan Kuminga's locker.
Which you can imagine some, if that's popping up when he's sitting there. You know, the one that I feel like is comparable where he is Franz Wagner or Scotty Barnes, right? It's like, give me their time. I could be doing what they're doing. It's probably tough to watch.
Yes. I mean, the argument against would be Franz Wagner naturally. First of all, he's getting way more minutes because he's on the Magic who stink. But he also has like a game that does fit into winning better, just like Scotty Barnes. I mean, Scotty Barnes is getting a lot of minutes for a Raptors team that is a playoff team. They made the playoffs last year. Anyway, we don't need to get too deep with that. Moses Moody, another DMP tonight. James Wiseman, I think he had 12-8 and 2 blocks down in Santa Cruz. That is your daily update on the state of the youth movement. But overall, you know.
How many minutes did Kuminga play?
Tonight? 13 exactly. 13 on the nose. 13 minutes, 0 seconds.
That's hard to do. 2 fouls, 3 rebounds.
Yeah.
He had a big rebound in the fourth quarter. He got up for it. He got up pretty high. Like, you could see him, like, there behind the scenes, they talk about his attitude being really good, which they didn't used to always say about him.
Yeah. I was here pregame. I got here at, like, probably, like, 4:45, and I came out and I watched, like, 15 minutes of his workout. He gets out here. Him and Moody are out here around 4:30 for a 7 p.m. tip. And they were working. They were swinging the ball to him, and they were having one of the coaches, you know, close out. But they were telling him he has to read how they close out. If the guy's really coming out and closing out, go by him. If it's a short closeout or a hesitant closeout, shoot the three. And it was kind of interesting for 10 minutes. He was like, sometimes he did it well. Sometimes he took the three when he shouldn't have, and they were kind of getting on him. And they were like, he was going back and forth with the coaches, debating them on like if he should have taken the three, if he should have taken the drive. But, I mean, that's just – like, you just see the minutia that they're working on with these guys.
It's a lot to digest, man. It's a lot. And if he doesn't get it right, he's coming out the game. Like, that's it's tough. Like, Draymond is right about that. They're just in a tough situation that young people just aren't normally in. The Warriors need to win. So they're going to ride the Stars. They're going to ride them. They rode them tonight. They're going to ride the Stars until they get this thing right, but it's not quite right yet. Even though they're 10-10, they go 2-0 and on the road trip, then talk to me.
I think they will bolt all the way to like eighth in the West if they do that. You know, because Minnesota is 10, Dallas is 9. Those are the two teams they're playing. The West is freaking traffic jam right now. So I don't know. I mean, the way Draymond was speaking tonight, he seems to think they're about to rattle off some wins.
Yeah, how many home games they got?
I mean,
one more. They go then come back.
No, they come back for, I think, a three-game homestand.
Three-game homestand, there you go. Oh, but yeah, that's right, the Bulls.
Yeah, but then they go to Utah for one. But they have December 12th to Christmas Day, basically. Right, Christmas is at home, but right before Christmas Day is a six-gamer out east. That's going to be somewhat of a challenge.
Yeah, if they got it together by then, to me, that's a reasonable ask. If they got it together where they're playing good on the road and they could go on a six gamer or come back 3-3, now you could say that. That would be a reasonable ask.
Okay. They're 10-10.
10-10. 500.
And we did a podcast after a win.
And we, at least I did, spent the entire podcast telling you why that win.
You don't believe.
Lost, yeah.
Because they're corner three numbers. This is actually our analytics guy, Marcus Thompson. He's dug into the numbers, and the amount of corner threes they're giving up is a bottom 10 team.
The craziest one is that they can't hit them from the right side. Warriors can only make corner threes from the left. At shoot around, Jordan Poole was working from the right corner, and he made like six in a row. I think I posted it. And then he gets one here, and he misses it. The Warriors don't make corner threes from the right, only from the left. And that's largely because Wiggins doesn't miss from the left.
I thought DiVincenzo had one of his better games for the Warriors tonight.
Yeah, he was good. Especially he matched the energy defensively. Like he was getting into him. He was pressuring.
Five assists, two steals.
Actually, Steph was too. DiVincenzo. To me, I feel like he's going to be good for this team eventually. I feel like he's going to be one of the guys that's like, all right, get DiVincenzo in the game. Like, after a while, I'm still not sold on Jermichael Green. Even though it's crazy how athletic he is on dunks.
Just, it's like
he explodes.
It's quick burst dunks.
Yeah. He explodes. On other parts of the floor, he doesn't look so athletic. But if he's in a, like, he had a dunk where he's like, three of them, and he's pump faking, and they blocked the shot twice, and he just went up like, I'm tired of you guys. I'm going to dunk with two hands. He's like, hey. But in other parts of the game, he doesn't look so athletic. But that, he can get up, man, around the rim. It's pretty interesting. You want to see him get up for a block.
Warriors got a lot of dunkers on the fringe of their rotation. Kuminga, Wiseman, Green. All right. We will talk to you at some point soon. Not sure exactly when. Warriors are 10-10 at the Wolves afternoon game on Sunday. I believe it's 12:30 local, or 2:30 local, I should say, in Minnesota, 12:30 California. Then at Dallas Tuesday. Talk to you at some point soon.